Welcome back, everybody. We're on another episode of Bonafide Fit, mental wellness and health. I'm sorry for my disappearance last week. Had a family emergency, and I also want to apologize for this week because our guest for this week had an emergency as well. But we're back as usual. I do have some exciting news. So yesterday I signed my first lease for my business office. So I will be returning the Bonafide Fit Football Academy, which will be having chalk talk with the whiteboard as well, film study breakdown, and recruiting strategy, and as far as one-on-one training and strength development as well. What I want to do is be able to come out and mentor as many young adults as I can to try to give back. It's something my father gave, and I watched him do with over 200 to 300 kids in my lifetime at the age of 30, and I want to just be able to do the same thing. My playing days are pretty much over, but I want to at least help the next generation get to where they want to be in life, and that even includes the academic part as well. Academics was always taught to me to be first, sports second, because you are a student athlete, not an athlete student. That kind of got away from me a little bit in college, so I want to be able to help the next group, the next prodigies, to excel in what I lacked when I got that freedom to go away to college myself. We are here to be mentors. We are here for our experiences. Our experiences is to trickle down and tell the next generation of where we screwed up at, where we didn't screw up at. How do you excel? How do you succeed? How do you fail? How do you get back up? And how do you keep motivating yourself to do what you do every single day? It has been very stressful. I've had multiple chances over the years to become partners in bigger gyms and have ownership in gyms and stuff like that. But financially, I was never in the right headspace to do so. So my humbling beginnings pretty much has me starting exactly where God wanted me to be. Small office, but it's mine. I worked my butt off for it. I paid for it. And it's what God had called me to do. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. You know, he didn't give me everything on the front end. He wanted me to work to see how it feels to grind, to see how it feels to struggle, to see how it feels to fight my way out of the situations that I was in. Financially, mentally, physically. And here I am now. Our progression is based on our mental. Our progression is based on, may not be the environment that you grew up in, because, you know, sometimes our parents and our grandparents just decided to give up at a certain point. But that's not who we have to be. That's not what we have to do. That's not what we should do. That's not what we should teach our kids. That's not what we should teach our nieces and our nephews and our little baby cousins and stuff like that. We have to be different. We have to be more methodical. We have to be critical thinkers. We have to weigh out all of our options, not just be so quick to always take that risk. Now, risk taking is really good when it causes for it. when there's a time for it, when you get that nudge from that spirit just saying, go get it. But not everybody's going to get that at the same time. Not everybody's experience is going to be at the same time. Not everybody's struggle is going to be at the same time. Not everybody's level is going to be the same every time. They always say that you want to surround yourself with greatness. That doesn't mean that it has to be people that are exactly where you are, but it's people that have the same mindset to be where you are. The people that have the same mindset to say, every day I get up, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how much I struggle, no matter how much I want to throw the towel in, I'm not, because I got better plans. I got bigger plans. I got goals that if I haven't reached them, I haven't worked hard enough. I haven't grinded hard enough. I haven't struggled enough to get that. And those are the kind of people we have to surround ourselves with. The same ones that have that same dog mindset that we have. Now, we're going to still have some dogs on here as special guests. But just give it in due time. Just give it in due time. The people that I like to surround myself with now are people that are like-minded thinkers. I don't have time to procrastinate anymore. I don't have time to sit back and hope somebody else does my job for me. That's not what we're here for. I'm here to maximize every single breath in my body to get to where not only the man above wants me to get to, because he already showed me the vision. He already showed me the blueprint. He already showed me the struggle. He already showed me how to fight. He already showed me how to get up on my 10 toes and walk every single day. And he's putting me in a better place. He's leading me to a better place. So we have to get that mindset together. Now, with that being said, now the physical comes around and we have to know how to protect ourselves physically. We have to know how to get around those obstacles physically. When you're waking up in the middle of the night and your body's aching, but you know you still got to go clock in because you still got mouths to feed from people that you helped create and bring into the world. We have to fight for them and ourselves and our partners. Well, that's my time for this week. I love you all. God bless. And continue to self-motivate. Remember the bona fide fitness motto, be an inspiration. Be an inspiration to yourself. Be an inspiration to those around you. Be an inspiration to your kids, your family, and your partner.